Running with the Wind is the next exhibition at the Malton Gallery's Outpost Gallery in the World Peace Bell Park in Newport, Kentucky. It features the work of photographer Fran Carlisle, who joins us here in the studio, along with Sylvia Rhombus from the Malton Gallery. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Fran, tell us about the photographs that are going to be featured.
Basically, it's going to be photographs that focus on thoroughbred racing in Kentucky, which is one of our main industries. So I have been photographing at major parks, the Kentucky Horse Racing Park, and then also Calumet Farms, and which is probably the most famous farm in the world. And then also another racing park, which is called Mills Landing. That is the oldest Kentucky thoroughbred training park. It was started in the late 1700s. And also we're featuring a particular racehorse called Kelly's Landing, which is a horse that has won major, major racing events across the world, including a major event in Dubai, number one. What I've been photographing is at Summer's Place, which is in Versailles, Kentucky, and the horse is owned by Jack and Louise Lally. And so that's going to be a particular interest. As far as what we're trying to accomplish here is great photos of horses running, Kentucky famous thoroughbred farms, and also photojournalistic picture. So we'll be telling a story of these farms, plus photographs. And everybody that's participating in this particular gallery show is a artist from Kentucky.
And Sylvia, you were telling me a little bit about the event at the Kentucky Art Outpost. Could you describe what's going to be happening over the weekends?
I'd be happy to. The Kentucky Art Outpost is actually the second incarnation. This is the second year that we're having it. And it is a series of events this year that are celebrating the local things that are extraordinary about our area. And we feel that one of the extraordinary things is, of course, as Fran said, the legacy, a major legacy of Kentucky, which is horse racing, but also the legacy of terrific artists. So we have a whole lineup of wonderful events. They are open to the public, and we would love to have everyone participate. It's two weekends in a row. At the Museum Center, we're going to be featuring Fran Carlisle and Julie Warren Kahn, a sculptor who does beautiful horses out of stone and bronze. And Fran, of course, does the photographs, so pulling that in. And that has a little bit more educational bent to it. It's kind of to really talk a little bit more in depth in a photojournalistic way about this particular legacy of horse racing and horse farms in Kentucky. In conjunction with that, we're also going to be across the street at the Carnegie Event Center. And there we're featuring six artists that are Kentucky artists. So three of them, which are mine, which is Fran Carlisle and Joyce Garner and Stephen Jenkins. And then three other wonderful artists, Mary Benning, Judith Sarah-Cassanis, and Beverly Urschel.
And there'll be a lot of different media, correct?
A lot of different media, paintings, drawings, photographs, and sculptures, of course.
When you said Museum Center, do you mean the main Malton Gallery?
Well, it's a series of events, and it's actually in two different places. The Malton Gallery will have an exhibition, an art exhibition called Running with the Wind, that focuses on Fran's and Julie's work at the Malton Gallery on the 20th. But on the 19th, the exhibition opens for a preview of Running with the Wind and also the idea and the concept of the artistic legacy of contemporary art in Kentucky.
Fran, you live in northern Kentucky. Have you always been a horse lover?
Yes. We've been involved in thoroughbred racing over the years, my husband and myself. So I've always been at the right place at the right time as far as derby and training thoroughbreds. And my husband was a racing commissioner for the state of Kentucky. So, yes, I've got to meet great people, trainers, and was involved for about 30 years in that direction. So taking the photography to the racetrack or to the Kentucky farms has been kind of a natural thing for me. And when Sylvia suggested that we do Racing with the Wind, it was just a natural thing for me to do. I love being around the barns and the horses and the owners and the trainers. And so kind of natural.
And you started out as an interior designer.
I did.
When did you decide to become a professional photographer?
Well, I loved the design business and was involved in that for quite a few years. My partner and I, Nancy Beal, ran EGC Design Studios. My life changed about 15 years ago My husband, Simon, retired, and we bought a home in Florida. So we were spending a lot of time in Florida, which meant that interior design is a real service business. So you have to be there. So it kind of left a void in my life. I was always in the creative fields. I needed to find something that I could take on the road with me. If I'm in Florida, I can do it. If I'm in Kentucky or anywhere else. So between the computer and the camera, you can pick up your office and move. The photography, I didn't start out to be a professional photographer. I took it up as a hobby, just something I always liked to do. But once I kind of got real involved in photography, it became a passion for me. And now it's like what I do and love doing it. It just kind of grew into a passion. And then I grew into professional photography, which also led me to be very involved with the Nature Conservancy Group, which is an international organization preserving and conservation land, animals, and sea. I get to travel with them. I just got back from Patagonia doing a 10-day photographic adventure with them that they use in all their PRs and stuff. So it opened a whole new world for me, and I just really, really have a passion for it.
Fran, what kind of cameras do you use in your work?
I use Canon, and I use the Canon Mark III, D5 Mark III. I use a number of different lenses. I use a lot of flash to bring particular interest to the photographs, and I'm pretty well versed in photography as far as lenses and telescopic lenses and macro lenses, but I am a Canon person.
And you also do panoramic photography.
I do panoramic.
And that's a very special kind of a camera.
I don't use a special panoramic camera. What I do is I take a series of vertical shots, maybe up from 10 to 30, and then stitch them together in Photoshop.
Well, thank you so much for joining me. My guests have been photographer Fran Carlisle and Sylvia Rombas from the Malton Gallery. Fran Carlisle's photographs will be displayed as part of the Kentucky Art Outpost show Running with the Wind. It will take place at the World Peace Bell Park in Newport, Kentucky, the weekends of July 19th and July 26th. You can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ann Ehrenstein.